Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Why is it impossible to please God without faith? What is his primary focus? You have to go back to the book of Genesis to find the primary focus of God, the blessing. Well, Adam messed it up, but that didn't mean he didn't continue to be blessed, because he did. But then you come down through the years and you come to a man by the name of Abram. What was Abram? His name was covenant changed to Abraham. The H in the middle of his name is Hashem, God in the middle of Abram. You'll no longer be called Abram, but Abraham. No longer a father, but the father of many nations. So, and what was Abraham's qualification? He would teach his children. And what was outstanding about him? He did everything by faith. He believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now, that accounting went over into the positive side of the ledger. It is no longer accounted to us for righteousness. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Oh, this great chapter. Verse 6, therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. Now here it is. Listen, this is one of the reasons it's impossible to please him without faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. If you don't know anything else, you're on your way where faith is concerned. Well, we don't walk by what we see or what we feel or what we hear or what other people say. We walk by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go over then to the 17th verse. Therefore, if any man, any person be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things. What old things? That old nature, that old devil nature before you accepted Jesus. And it seemed to me like before I met Jesus, everything I liked, illegal, immoral, or fattening. I mean, I didn't like things that were illegal, but I didn't mind stretching it a little bit to get what I wanted. And more than once, it like got me killed. Thank God for the prayers of my mother. Thank God for the prayers of my mother. Because I really did. I just tried to go to hell. Mother wouldn't let me go. But that old nature is passed away, and behold, all things become new, and all things are of God, who has already reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What is that? To know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, you be reconciled to God. Now look at this. By faith, righteousness was accredited to Abraham. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. That's a little scrambled up. For he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Made. You didn't grow into it. There's a religious idea, not understanding what righteousness is. Righteousness is, that's an old way of saying right. Being right with God. He made us right with him. We didn't grow into that because we did so good. November the 2nd, 1962, in that little kitchen, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I became a new creature. I didn't know it then, but I was. And at that moment, I was made the righteousness of God in him. Now, let me say this to you. At that moment, you became as righteous as you'll ever be. Because you are just as righteous in the sight of God as Jesus is. Now, that'll shake your kinfolk up. But if you go to Jesus' prayer at the covenant meal in the 17th chapter of God, John's Gospel, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 chapters of the book of John, all of that was over the last covenant meal. Just hours before he went to the cross and brought the second covenant into being. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, have we arrived at some place? Huh? God is a good God. All of this had to do with God blessing Adam. The first words any human being ever heard. Now, when God said, man be in our likeness, he didn't hear that. But then God breathed. I saw this in a powerful, powerful vision. I saw there was God. You have to understand and this. I don't have time to get through to you this morning, but all things were created by and for him. Because he was a man, he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Now, when you understand how God created everything by faith, you find that right there in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. He created everything by faith. He believed it and said it, and it was. When you understand what the Bible is saying, what do you have to be scriptural? Scriptures. I wasn't smart enough to figure that out. Keith Moore said that. Oh, I'd like to be like my spiritual father in the faith, Oral Roberts. He said, I was preaching on the name of Jesus, and he said, Kenneth, that's a wonderful sermon. I want the outline of that. I said, okay. And so I just gave it to him. It's very easy, just 3-point outline. And he said, now the first time I preach it, I'm going to say, Brother Copeland said. The second time I preach it, I'm going to say, someone said. And after that, you're on your own, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Made to be right with God. People have confused righteousness and holiness. They are not the same thing. We've been made the righteousness of God, and we become holy as He is holy, and that's what the fruit of the Spirit. It's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Of course, it came through the Holy Spirit because He's in here. It's the fruit born by your born again Spirit. Amen. And here again, the translators made a capital S there, and there's no punctuation marks, and there's no capital or small letters in either language concerning and how they match up with the English language. So you find things in italics and so forth that the translators added. Well, if they can add it, we can take it out. And sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not all that good. And sometimes a comma can just change everything. If I had time, I would take you to a place where a comma has caused great, serious problems. I don't have time to do it. Now then, Ephesians chapter 2. Now everybody's familiar with these verses, but we need to put our eyes on these things. Ephesians chapter 2. I'm telling you, this second chapter of Ephesians is, it is so powerful. And you, say me. You hath He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked. I certainly did. According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our manner of life in times past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, because He is so good. He loved us in the middle of that trash. Even when we were dead in sin, has made us alive together with the Anointed One. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are already in heaven. You already have a presence there. Now let me just throw something here. Whether you agreed with the last election or not. Now, my dad, A.W. Copeland, used to be a Democrat, and he changed over to being a Republican. Do you think this election made any difference to him? He's in heaven. He doesn't care. Amen. Well, I already have a presence there, and so do you. So quit worrying about it. If you don't like it, turn the news off. Get over it, Gloria said. Whatever it is, something happened in the family. I don't care how serious. Somewhere, you have to deal with it and get over it. Because you and I should be thinking above and not beneath. How? By faith. By faith. Let that spiritual force take over and do its work. And the love of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, we're not done here yet. That in verse 7, that in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come, the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Well, what, Brother Copeland? The grace or the faith? Both of them. But it's referring particularly to the faith, not the ministry gift of faith. No, no, this is saving faith. This is saving faith. And the moment that I sat down in that chair, one shoe off, I'd just flown a trip from a man with the Arkansas Louisiana Gas Company by the name of Weir, and I just got back to our new furnished apartment, and just I was so thrilled with this new job. I messed up the other job, and I was out hunting a job in a house that we were going to get rich off of this business. Other people did, but it was not the will of God for us to be there in the first place. We didn't know it. So we bought this 3-bedroom home on a lease purchase agreement. And the product, because I had sales experience, that I was out selling this stuff, and it was a particular type of home insulation that I'm telling you, it was an amazing product. I got out and sold a bunch of it, and we put the order into the company, and the product was to come in, and it didn't show up. We couldn't figure out why it didn't show up. We had the number of the freight car, and I was over close to the airport there in Little Rock, and I saw the freight car going out of town. Well, I didn't have a cell phone, dum-dum. So I ran to the first phone booth I could find. If I hadn't had a nickel, I'd have been in trouble. But I did. And called Harvey. I said, there it goes. Well, he jumped on the phone and called. It was headed to Kansas City. Wow. Well, they finally did get it, and other people did make money, but we were out of money. Gloria quit her job to work for us. And we were in this three-bedroom home. Thank goodness it was in the winter. God's goodness. And no refrigerator. We did have electricity. My mother and dad had sent us a 25-pound sack of potatoes. We didn't tell anybody the condition that we were in. Gloria and I made a pact in the beginning. We don't do that. We're not going home to mama or daddy. We're it. And so we had a big percolator coffee pot. And for you kids, it's a big pot. You boil the water in this percolator. You stick it down in the top. And you put your coffee in the top of it. And it goes. Maxwell House used to have a little pot that said, and you could see it boil up and go through the little glass thing in the top. And you old guys are sitting there shaking your head. Well, Gloria was peeling those potatoes, slicing them, whatever you could do, and boiling them in the bottom half. I got so tired of boiled potatoes. But anyway. In that room, sitting there with a coffee table that I made in metal shop in high school. Now, she talks ugly about that coffee table, but I did a pretty good job on that coffee table. I worked hard on that coffee table. It had a glass top and a glass shelf underneath. And my mother sent me Bibles all the time. And there she wrote in the front of that Bible, Ken Precious, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Gloria read that. She thought, well, I certainly need things. Now, the church in which she was raised never mentioned born again. I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church. I had heard that phrase. Well, she said, well, I certainly need things. Lord, take my life and do something with it. Well, I'd say he did. But she said that in faith. She didn't say anything to me about it. Now she's praying that I find a job. We got to get out of this house that has nothing. She found a brand new furnished apartment, never had been lived in. Now, you think that wasn't precious looking to us? So I flew that trip and came back that night. I accepted Jesus as Lord. And I heard it in here. The Lord said, Kenneth, if you don't get right with me, you're going to a devil's hell, boy. And I said, I know it. But what do I do now? I heard my Sunday school teacher say, boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your hearts. I just did it. Now, I was from the time I was 9 years old, I was committed to profanity. Glory said, I'm not going out in the public with you anymore. That night, it felt like I had I could physically feel in my mouth. And when it was released, I never used profanity again. Amen. Not of any kind, anytime. Amen. Now, I wanted you to see that because it was the gift of God. Jesus was a gift to the world and is a gift to the world. The Holy Spirit is a gift to the church. You can't earn either one of them. They're both by faith.
Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundantly. But how do you make abundance a reality and a part of your everyday life? Learn how to access and release the same faith of Jesus Christ with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Faith in the Heart of a Believer, so you can see God's promises come alive in your life. You've been set free from the whole curse, which means Jesus is your Lord, your Savior, healer, and provider. Discover the spiritual strength that comes from not only hearing and speaking the word, but meditating on it so that your mind is transformed. Just like you took hold of salvation in Christ, you can use your faith like a tool that reaches out and takes hold of the goodness of God. Step out of confusion and into the faith-filled realm of being fully persuaded of God's promises. Turn loose the force of faith inside of you and live in the freedom and wholeness God has for you. Order your free copy of Faith in the Heart of a Believer, a CD series by Kenneth Copeland. As you release the powerhouse of faith in your heart, it will not only change your life, it will also change everything and everyone you encounter. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Today, Brother Copeland talked about what happened to him the moment he made Jesus Christ his Lord and his Savior. He said he was made right with God. Now, that decision for him changed everything. His past didn't have a legal hold on him anymore. He was born again in his spirit. He had right standing with God. Now, many of you watching this, you might have come across this broadcast and thought, I want a clean start. I want to begin again and live a better life. Well, being made right with God is that new start. And all you must do is surrender. You have to give your life to Jesus. He's the one who loves you. He's the one who died for you so that you can live free from all the sin, the bondage, the fear, all sickness and pain. But it starts with making Jesus the Lord of your life. And if you've never done that, just pray this out loud with me right now. Just say this, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I repent and I receive your cleansing forgiveness. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it and fill me with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me, if you prayed that prayer, if you believed it in your heart and you said it with your mouth, Jesus is the Lord of your life, and right now you belong to Him, He belongs to you, you are a new person, that old man is gone, and new life has begun on the inside of you, and there's so much you need to know about this, so much you need to know about what just happened to you, and that's why KCM has put together some free resources. We call it the Salvation Package, and we encourage you to get this and get started. It's a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Along with this book, we're going to send you just a couple of little brochures that are here to help you learn how to begin to read and how to study your Bible and how to find out more about who you are in Jesus, who Jesus is in you. Because listen, right now, you have access to the blessing of God, and that can impact everything in your life. So request your free salvation package today at kcm.org and let us rejoice with you. Jesus said in the scriptures that when one comes home, all of heaven rejoices, and everybody here at KCM gets excited about it too. So reach out to us, contact us, let us know you want this, and we'll get it to you. And then keep tuning into this broadcast. Brother Copeland is on this broadcast to teach and preach the Word of God and to teach us how to live and walk by faith, because that's the life of victory. Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior today, KCM has a gift for you. To request your salvation package free, go to kcm.org/newlife. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.